Today our scripture is Psalms 37:6. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Oh, Father, refine me like silver. Renew and refresh my spirit. I thank you, Lord, that you make my righteousness shine like dawn and that you defend my cause. You are alone, are righteous and holy. You, Lord, the Holy One, as you told us, be holy as I am holy. Make us righteous and holy and make us pure after your own heart, in Jesus' name. One of the things that I love to do is get up early. And our thought for today has to do with that. Think of the beauty of a sunrise. Every morning I like to get up and look out, see the sun rising over the mountains here in Wyoming. Mary can tell you I have a whole collection of sunrise pictures and photos that I've taken throughout the years. And every sunrise I've ever seen is different. Different from the last. And it just makes me appreciate how God is such a great artist and can refine anything.
Today's action. Tomorrow morning, get up early enough to watch the sunrise. And as you do, praise God for it. Today's treasure can be found in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you. I'd like to read you this little story. It's a true story about Spurgeon and a friend of his, and it's called The Weather Vane. One day, C.H. Spurgeon was walking through the English countryside at sunrise with a friend of his. As they strolled along, the evangelist noticed a barn with a weather vane on its roof. At the top of the vane were these words, "God is love." Spurgeon remarked to his companion that he thought this was rather an appropriate place for such a message. "You see, weather vanes are changeable," he said to his friend. "But God's love is constant." "Well, I don't agree with you about those words, Charles," replied his friend. "You misunderstand the meaning. That sign is indicating a truth. Regardless of which way the wind blows, God is love." Amen to that.